Hello students, this lecture for M.Pharm second sem students for the subject biopharmaceutics and pharmacokinetics. I am focusing this lecture on introduction to pharmacokinetics for M.Pharm second sem pharmaceutics students. As we all know, the term pharmacokinetics is derived from the Greek word pharmakon and kinetics. It involves the kinetics of drug absorption, distribution and elimination. Excretion and metabolism and their relationship with the pharmacological, therapeutic or toxicological response in man and animals. The term distribution and elimination can be combinedly called as drug disposition. Study of pharmacokinetics involves both experimental and theoretical approaches. The experimental aspect of pharmacokinetics involves the development of biological sampling techniques, analytical methods for the measurement of drugs and metabolism, and procedures that facilitate data collection and manipulation. The theoretical aspect of pharmacokinetics involves the development of pharmacokinetic models. Aspect of pharmacokinetics involves the development of that predict drug disposition after drug administration. Application of statistics is an integral part of pharmacokinetic studies. Statistical methods are used for pharmacokinetic parameter estimation and data interpretation. These are also applied to pharmacokinetic models to determine data error and structural model deviation. Mathematics and computer techniques form the theoretical basis of many pharmacokinetic methods. Classical pharmacokinetics is a study of theoretical models focusing mostly on model development and parameterization. Clinical pharmacokinetics is the application of pharmacokinetic methods in drug therapy. Clinical pharmacokinetics involves a multidisciplinary approach to individually optimized dosing strategies based on the patient's disease stage and patient-specific consideration. Study of clinical pharmacokinetics of drugs in disease states require input from medical and pharmaceutical research. Influence of many diseases on drug disposition is not adequately studied. Age, gender, genetic and ethnic differences can also result in pharmacokinetic differences that may affect the outcome of a drug therapy. Study of pharmacokinetic differences of drugs in various population groups is termed population pharmacokinetics. Another important aspect of pharmacokinetics is therapeutic drug monitoring. When drugs with narrow therapeutic indices are used in patients, it is necessary to monitor plasma drug concentration closely by taking periodic drug samples. The drug is unable to elicit a therapeutic response if its concentration in plasma is below the effective level. But if its concentration is above the toxic level, then it is able to precipitate adverse reaction. The plasma drug concentration between these two limits is known as therapeutic concentration range or therapeutic window. Thus, in order to achieve therapeutic success, the plasma concentration of the drug should be maintained within the therapeutic window. For this, the knowledge of pharmacokinetics is very essential. The ratio of maximum safe concentration to minimum effective concentration of the drug is known as the therapeutic window. Now, second important term is doses regimen. In acute conditions such as headache, a single dose of a drug is taken for relieving acute condition. In chronic conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, asthma, epilepsy, drugs are taken lifelong for relieving the chronic condition. Frequency of administration of a drug in a particular dose is known as doses regimen. Duration of drug therapy and doses regimen are decided on the basis of therapeutic index to be achieved. Then, plasma drug concentration time profile. There exists a direct relationship between the concentration of the drug in biophase or at the site of action and the concentration of drug in plasma. After a single oral dose of a drug, a typical plasma drug concentration time curve is obtained, which such a curve can be obtained by measuring the concentration of drug in plasma samples taken at various intervals of time after administering a dose dose form and then plotting the concentration of plasma along y-axis versus the corresponding time along x-axis at which the sample was collected. Now, by this curve, we can find out pharmacokinetic parameters. There are three pharmacokinetic parameters which describe the plasma level time curve and find use in ascertaining the bioavailability of a drug from its formulation. These three pharmacokinetic parameters are peak plasma concentration, that is Cmax. It is normally expressed in microgram per milliliter. Maximum drug concentration. Then Tmax, that is time for maximum drug concentration. It can be given in the hours or seconds or minutes, and area under the curve. This parameter is used for the total integrated area under the plasma level time profile. This is equal to the total amount of drug that enters systemic circulation after its administration. It is usually expressed in microgram per milliliter multiplied by hours. This parameter is of special importance in evaluating the bioavailability of a drug from its dosage form because it represents the extent of absorption. This parameter is also of special importance for drugs which are made to administer repeatedly for treating chronic conditions such as asthma or epilepsy. Apart from these three important pharmacokinetic parameters, there are some other pharmacodynamic parameters. For example, minimum effective concentration, that is the plasma minimum concentration required to elicit a desired therapeutic effect. It gives the minimum concentration of drug at the receptor site to elicit the desired pharmacological response. It is denoted by MEC. Then maximum safe concentration, it is also known as minimum toxic concentration. It can be defined as the concentration of a drug in plasma beyond which side effects or untoward effects will result. Concentration of drug above MSC, that is maximum safe concentration, is regarded to be in the toxic level. Then therapeutic window, this is defined as the range of concentration of a drug in plasma from the minimum therapeutic level to the maximum safe level. This we have discussed earlier. Then onset of action, the beginning of pharmacological response is known as onset of action. Then onset time, it may be defined as the time for the drug to produce pharmacological response following the administration of a dosage form of drug. It refers to the time for the plasma concentration to reach minimum effective concentration following the administration of drug form of the following the administration of the dosage form of the drug. It onset time depends on administered dose, release of the drug from the dosage form, rate of absorption and rate of elimination. Then duration of drug action. It is defined as the time required for which the plasma concentration of drug remain above the MEC in the body. Then maximum concentration, it can be defined as the maximum concentration of drug in the plasma that can be observed following administration of the single dose. Intensity of action, it is also known as the peak response, that may be defined as the maximum pharmacological response produced by the plasma concentration. Then therapeutic range, it represents the plasma drug concentration between MEC and MSC. And fraction of drug absorbed, it is denoted by F. It may be defined as the ratio of the amount of drug ultimately reaching the plasma stream to the total dose administered. The value of F will be unity if the total administered dose reaches the plasma. Many dosage forms often show F value less than unity because of various reasons. For example, slow release of the drug from the dosage form and loss of the unabsorbed drug through feces, then degradation of drug in the GIT, then maybe because of first pass effect, a drug may be stable in the GIT and absorbed from the GIT completely. But if the drug undergoes extensive metabolism in the liver during its first passage, then the amount of drug reaching the bloodstream will be less than the administered. So these are some factors which will affect the value of F. Now, talking about pharmacokinetics. There are various models which with the help of which we can find out the behavior of drug in our body. The movement of drug within the body is more or less a complex process. The main aim of the study of this process is therefore to develop a generalized and simplified approach for describing, analyzing and interpreting the data obtained in vivo drug disposition studies. Various uses of pharmacokinetic models are to identify the behavior of the drug in the body of patient. Number two, to know the concentration of drug in various body fluids with any dosage regimen. Number three, to predict the multiple dose concentration curve from single dose experiments. Number four, to calculate the optimum dosage regimen for individual patients. Number five, to predict the magnitude of toxicity with dosage regimen. Number six, to relate plasma drug concentration with pharmacological response. Number seven, to evaluate the bioinequivalence between different formulation of the same drug produced by various medical firms. Number eight, to know the concentration of the possible drug and or its metabolite accumulation in the body. Number nine, to know the influence of altered physiological state of drug ADME. Number 10, to explain drug interaction. There are three different approaches for pharmacokinetic analysis of experimental data. Number one, compartment modeling. Number two, non-compartment modeling. And number three, physiological modeling. Compartment modeling, it is a very vast topic, so we will discuss it separately in another lecture. And non-compartment modeling is the class. There non-compartment modeling or non-compartment analysis developed because compartment modeling have various drawbacks and difficulties. New approaches have been developed, but still compartment modeling is not always possible. So non-compartment analysis is also known as model independent method. This method does not need the assumption of specific compartment model. However, this method may be applicable to any compartment model provided the kinetics followed by drugs or metabolites should be almost linear. This method is based on statistical movement theory, in which experimental data is collected on following a single dose of drug. If the time course of drug concentration in plasma is considered as a statistical distribution curve, then we can write that mean residential time is the ratio of area under the first movement curve divided by area under the curve. Mean residential time can be defined as the average time during which drug remains in the body before it is eliminated. In other words, MRT corresponds to the statistical movement analogy of half-life T. Actually, MRT is the time required for eliminating the 63.2% of intravenous bolus dose. The value of MRT become higher in the case of drugs when administered by a method other than IV bolus. Then, after non-compartment analysis, there are some physiological models. These models are more currently known as blood flow rate limited models or perfusion rate limited models. But these models are drawn from the known anatomical and physiological data. Therefore, these models are more realistic in representing drug disposition in different organs and tissues. On the basis of the disposition characteristic of the drug, number of compartments are included in these models. Bones are not included in these models because they lack drug penetration. It can be shown, these physiological models can be shown by a flow diagram from lung, heart, gut, liver, kidney, etc. Advantages of physiological model over compartment model are: number one, it involves simple, straightforward mathematical statement. It does not require data fitting because it is possible to predict the drug concentration in different body regions from the organ or tissue t- tissue volume, perfusion rate, and experimental value of tissue to plasma concentration. The model is able to provide accurate description of drug concentration time profile in any organ or tissue, thereby giving more correct description, and drug distribution characteristic in the body. This model is able to know the effect of change physiology or pathology on deposition of drugs from changes in the various pharmacokinetic parameters because of their analogy to actual physiology and anatomy measures. Data obtained from many test animals can be extrapolated to humans. The main disadvantage of this model is getting exhaustive experimental data, which takes time to analyze it. So there are these various models. Now, compartment model we will discuss in separate lecture. Thank you very much.